Very special day today. Today only comes around every 4 years. It is, in fact, a leap year. And as I started to work on this episode, I was like, what was everybody doing 4 years ago? And I realized that 4 years ago was actually 2020, February 29th, 2020. It was right before the world changed. Do you remember that? Wasn't that crazy? I can't believe it was 4 years ago. Changed as in, you know, everything shut down for weeks, months, sometimes more than a year, depending on where you were in the world. And of course, we all learned new patterns, habits, and such. A lot of us changed our work, like work habits changed for so many people. Work from home, you know, like I've been doing that for a while, of course, you know, pretty much my whole career. But all of a sudden, everybody at companies was learning to do that. So many changes. So I guess we'll see what happens in the next couple months. Maybe it won't be as dramatic as it was 4 years ago, but you never know, right? In any case, I hope you are taking care of yourself. I hope you're doing something to build more personal freedom, autonomy, so that you can do more of what's important to you. That's what we're all about here on Side Hustle School. So just thought about that as I was working on this episode. Can't believe it's been 4 years. Without further ado, let's jump in. This is Throwback Thursday. This is our weekly segment where we take a look at somebody whose story has evolved since we first featured them. Last week, we heard from the owner of a social media agency who works as a matchmaker between creators and brands. Today in our latest feature, we'll hear from a voice actor who uses Fiverr to build his portfolio before trying his hand at the booming video game industry. So he's been trying to break into video games. He'll talk a little bit about how that's going, what has happened, maybe a tip or two for somebody else out there. So let's hear directly from him. His name is Ethan. I'll be back with a few words at the end.
Hey there, I'm Ethan, and it's been a fascinating journey since I started offering voiceover services on Fiverr. Back then, my goal was clear, but ambitious. To transition from small gigs to becoming a recognized voice in the gaming industry. I'm not there yet, but the journey has been full of valuable lessons and small victories. When I began on Fiverr, it was about establishing a foothold. I took a wide array of jobs, narrating audiobooks, voicing commercials, and anything in between. Each gig was an opportunity to refine my skills and learn more about the nuances of voice acting. My passion, however, was always in gaming. I was fascinated by how a voice could bring a character to life, add depth to the narrative, and engage players on a deeper level. Breaking into this niche proved to be tougher than I thought. The gaming industry is competitive, and roles for voice actors, especially major ones, are coveted. Now, despite the challenges, I've made some inroads. I've landed a few roles in indie games, mostly minor characters, but each has been a learning experience, you know, and a chance to demonstrate my range and ability. Yet one particularly memorable role was voicing a side character in an adventure game. Though the role was small, the character had a strong personality, and I relished the challenge of bringing him to life. Now, to improve my chances of landing more significant roles, I've been proactive in networking and honing my craft. I upgraded my home studio. This way, I can produce clearer and more professional recordings. I've also taken voice acting workshops specifically focused on gaming, which have been instrumental in understanding the specific demands of video game storytelling. One constant challenge has been maintaining visibility and relevancy in a rapidly evolving industry. I regularly update my Fiverr profile with samples from recent gigs and actively participate in online gaming and voice acting communities. The key lessons from my journey so far: persistence and continuous improvement. Each small role is a step forward, an addition to my portfolio, and a chance to hone my craft. Networking, too, has been crucial. The gaming industry is tight-knit, and opportunities often come through connections. For anyone aspiring to enter the realm of voice acting in gaming, my advice is to be patient but persistent. Keep working on your skills. Embrace every opportunity, no matter how small, and build your network. Today, I'm still on the journey to that major role in a big game, But with each small part, workshop, and connection, I'm getting closer. The dream is very much alive, and I'm excited about what the future holds.
Big thanks to Ethan for sharing those updates with us. Listeners, let me know what you think, who you'd like to see featured next leap year. Well, it's 4 years from now, so maybe just in the next few months. Let's focus on that. One thing at a time. If you have a question or an update for us about your hustle, sidehustleschool.com/questions. This has been episode 2616. I'm so glad you're out there. Thanks for being part of this community. Much more to come. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.